Drill music, a subgenre of hip-hop from Chicago's South Side, emerged in the early 2010s. New York City Mayor Eric Adams came out against it last year, and here in Philadelphia, it's been the subject of criminal cases. Local artists and community groups have been trying to use the genre as a source for good. WHYY's Sam Searles has more.
Strongly influenced by trap music from Atlanta, Georgia, Drill uses lyrics that focus heavily on money, drug use, violence, and sex. In Philly, drill music has been the center of criminal trials before, with the most prominent case resulting in the 2018 resentencing of Ronald Holloman Thomas. Thomas had successfully appealed a murder charge in 2010, arguing that jurors in the original case made a biased decision based on his song lyrics. The lyrics in question: can't point fingers cause I don't know who did it, but soon as I find out, swear the nigga finished. I swear the nigga finished. In the time since Thomas's retrial, where he was found guilty again, Philadelphia's artists and community anti-violence groups have been vocal about making an impact on the music scene without violence. Blackwell Community Alliance hosts How Dope Are You?, a monthly competition where performers vie for cash. The catch? The music, poetry, spoken word, or combination thereof can't contain swear words or references to violence, drugs, or sex. Artists like Darice Gardner, who uses the stage name Papas, and Alonzo Good, who uses the stage name AKG, sign in to perform and then give their music to the DJ. The rules, according to How Dope Are You MC Saja Purple Blackwell, are simple.
We talk about shooting up the block in your music. You will not win. You will be disqualified.
After each performance, the crowd votes to decide if the performance was clean enough. If so, the contestant is officially in the running for a cut of $500. Papas, who successfully made it through the judging process, says he still uses drill as a genre of music, but is making it his own.
Well, nowadays I'm trying to change the narrative on drill music, putting the knowledge into it. So that's how I'm going to change the narrative and not talk about guns and violence and stuff like that, but more about prosperity and, you know, making it to the top without having to be a product of my environment.
AKG agrees.
When I went to the basketball court maybe 2 weeks ago, there was kids jumping around to drill music, and they knew it word by word, like little kids. We're going to make music that's going to help them, to steer them in the right direction.
Beyond performances, some Philadelphia artists, knowing that they draw attention, partner with community organizations to amplify resources. Block by Block, an event hosted by the City of Dreams Coalition 2 weeks ago, brought performers and resources to the intersection of Broad Street and Erie Avenue. Artist Kay Walker said that drill music is a symptom of gun violence, not a cause.
If anything is happening through drill music in Philadelphia, 9 times out of 10, it was already like that. So drill music didn't do anything. So I'd rather them go rap about it than be on the corner doing it, because music, period, is keeping kids off the corner for a long amount of time. Music is getting people off the street faster than college in Philly.
Walker added that drill music, in his opinion, is targeted as a cause of gun violence because it's easier to deal with than systemic issues like poverty, lack of good jobs, and poor education.
A drill beat is louder than, you know, them needing to go downtown and clean up some of those homeless people who are forced to commit crimes to eat. A drill beat is louder than a lot of stuff that you need to be paying attention to. The music is influenced by the things they need to clean up first. What are we supposed to do? Just sit here and just drown in it? So how can you blame drill music, but you don't blame the city officials for the conditions we're in?
During the final performance at How Dope Are You?, Papas argued that the glorification of violence often heard in drill music is nothing to celebrate.
I could talk about a gun. Yes, I'm going to keep a gun on me. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to glorify the gun. Why glorify that? I lived that life, but I'm not going to sit up here and put it in the rhymes. It be times I pause in freestyles and be like, oh, no, I ain't saying that. You have to be wise about the words that you're putting out.
A quick web search of Philadelphia, anti-violence, and music yields dozens of results for artists, community groups, and funding for arts education. The Block by Block event by the City of Dreams Coalition boasted some 40 rappers, and How Dope Are You? Another dozen. Collective responsibility and promoting positivity were common themes among artists like Papas at both events.
I don't care how much music you put out, how phenomenal you know you might be or you might sound. At the end of the day, if you're not pushing knowledge or gaining any type of perspective, then you're doing it for all the wrong reasons.
Sam Searles, WHYY News.